If you've ever looked at a map, it's pretty obvious Utah has a lot of interesting place names. One of the most controversial, though, has changed. A popular trailhead on Highway 128 just outside of Moab is no longer named Negro Bill. It now reads William Grandstaff. Our executive producer, Dave Cawley, just got off the phone with the Bureau of Land Management, so what are they saying about the reasoning behind the switch?
So Negro Bill Canyon has been a point of controversy for a long time because some people feel that the name is offensive. It actually references a real person, as you pointed out, William Grandstaff. He was a black cowboy in the area back in the 1870s. Not a lot is known about his background. But what we do know is that the BLM has changed not the name of the canyon, because they don't have the authority to do that, but the trailhead sign there saying it's now William Grandstaff instead of Negro Bill. I talked to Lisa Bryant from BLM's Canyon Country District. She kind of explained a little bit behind why.
There's been a broad community discussion about the proper way to acknowledge and recognize his place in our local history, and that the way to do that has evolved over the years. And the best way to do that has evolved. And so BLM is also part of that evolution and that discussion in thinking. And so we chose to, at this point, continue with the renaming of the trailhead and the campground, which is what we have within our purview. We have also written a letter last year. There was a memo that went to the Utah Board of Geographic Committee for the Board of Geographic Names, and have gone on record as being supportive of a name change for the canyon.
Dave, has there been any opposition to this?
Yeah, there really has. The Grand County folks down there just last year were trying to change the name of the canyon, and they actually had the NAACP and some other groups who were saying leave it the way it is because it actually provides something of a teaching moment. The BLM's official point of view in changing the trailhead name, though, is that they've put signs there that actually interpret a little bit about who William Grandstaff was and talk about why it was such an unusual thing to have somebody of his ethnic background there in that time.